When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome, everyone. Episode number 88 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. What is up? Hope everybody's doing well. I will be honest with you. I am tired. It has been a long week. But it's been a good week. I first want to just start by saying thank you so much. If y'all listened last week, you know that my wife had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and we've been in the hospital for 5 days, starting her first round of chemo treatments. She will have 5 more rounds of this same treatment coming up over the next, so she'll go 21 days from when she started. So we'll start again in 3 more weeks. So another Thursday we'll start again, and then 3 more weeks from there, and 3 more weeks from there, and it goes on all the way to June. And hopefully by June we will be cancer free. So that's the goal. But she was a trooper, I will tell you that. And just wanted to reach out to you all and say thank you so much for the texts, for the emails, for the Instagram DMs, for the Twitter DMs, all the stuff that you guys have done over the last week. Can't say thank you enough for that. It means a lot to me, but it means even more to her to feel the love of this audience. So I just wanted to really say a heartfelt thank you. She did do extremely well. I mean, there's a lot of potential side effects for this particular type of chemo. It's very aggressive in how they try to get this lymphoma, this mass that's in her chest, out. And you know, the one thing that I was really worried about over these last few days was her just being so nauseated and so tired that she couldn't hardly function. And you know, we went for 2 and 3 walks a day in the hallway at the hospital. And when I say walks, we're kind of just, you know, creeping along with her chemo bag strapped to her, but it was really something to see in terms of her perseverance and her determination. And you know, she's a life coach as well, so mindset has been really important here. Faith's been really important, but certainly keeping those moments, you know, where you need to feel all the feels, like we've talked about on here before. There are times where you just, you know, you feel overwhelmed in all this. You feel anger in all this. You feel helpless in all this. And then, you know, you really work to get back in the present and be able to feel grateful and feel grateful for where you are and grateful for all the wonderful nurses that we've got to meet this week and that are taking care of her and that work all these long hours, and the doctors, and just all of the technology and all of the stuff that is allowing her to heal her body and get well. And so just wanted to say again, thank you for all of that. It certainly puts something like this in perspective when you hear about other people going through it, when it's you. And you know, there are terms that I never knew even existed, and over the last few weeks I have learned many of them. So if you guys are struggling with something, feel free to reach out, you know, to me as well. And, you know, I'll help navigate you through as best we can. But on that note, I want to talk this week about what's the next thing you need to do? So what is the next thing that you need to do? You individually, what's the next thing that you need to do? And, you know, sometimes we love to overcomplicate things. Sometimes we feel just overwhelmed because of life, right? Or because of a certain situation you're going through. You don't know where to start. You can't seem to get motivated. And in that vein, I just want to encourage you to pick one thing, like just choose it and see if you can accomplish that one thing. See if you can pick one thing this week that you've always wanted to do, or that you've been putting off, that you've been procrastinating, that you just haven't got around to, but you know you need to do it. You know you want to do it. And that's the thing that you do this week. Okay. So what's that thing? And then on top of that, I want you to consider this. When you get overwhelmed, right? When you get overwhelmed, it's a question of, okay, what can I do next? What's one thing that I can do today to help me move through this overwhelm? And for us, when we were in the hospital, you know, it was, let's get to the next hour. Let's just get to the next hour. We've got this chemo bag that has started. Let's see what this next hour holds, and let's get to the next hour. And when we get to the next hour, then we'll see what we need to do. Do we need to assess? Do we need to tweak? Is there some nausea medicine we need to take? Do they need to dial back the chemo that's going in? What needs to happen in order for us to get to the next hour? And that was really a way, as we started this process, that we got to, you know, hour 7 and hour 8 and hour 9 and then day 1, right? And then you start that over in day 2. But it's looking for that next thing, right? And sometimes it's, what is that next thing you need to do to move yourself forward? Like, sometimes you get so paralyzed with life that you don't even feel like you can take that next step. Maybe your job is just so overwhelming. You're like, how can I even go back to the office the next day? How can I get on one more Zoom call? And you ask yourself, okay, what is it that I need to do to take that next step? And you need to get yourself in the mindset to say, look, if I can do this one more time, or do this one time a little differently, then it allows me to move forward. When you're learning a new skill, this is the same thing, right? If you've ever tried to play the guitar and it's like, okay, how can I ever get to where I want to play a chord? What do? You have to learn how your fingers go on the fretboard, right? In the very first way. And it's like, okay, how could I ever move forward from this? Well, you have to start somewhere, right? So what's the next thing? The next thing is, okay, let's figure out how to make a D chord when it's with three fingers. Okay, here's where, you know, your first finger needs to go. Here's where your second finger, here's where your third finger, here are the strings. And then all of a sudden you start to make a little music, right? And then you've figured out, okay, this is how I move forward. Now, when you move on from there, it's not like you're going to be able to transition from D to C really easy. It's going to take some time. You got to learn the C chord, right? But you take things very, very, very incrementally, and you do your best to stay in the present when you don't know how to move forward. If you can stay in the present, and if you can take that next incremental step, then you will start to notice that you will be able to accomplish more and more things in your life over more and more time, because you are staying aware and you're staying present. Some people get so overwhelmed in their business that they own. So if you own a business, you're a business owner, or maybe you're not, you have a life coaching business, you have an online coaching business, whatever. I see so many people that get so bogged down and really almost a paralyzed feeling because they don't know what to do next. And I coach them day after day after day, it's to take that one thing. Let's find one thing. let's see what we're doing on social media. I'll give you a social media example is a great one, because so many people get so caught up in all of these different social media platforms, right? And whatever the next latest and greatest thing is, they think they have to be on that too. So they've got six or seven social media platforms that they're on, and none of them are yielding any results. None of them are doing any good for their brand. None of them are doing any good for their business. None of them are doing any good for their bottom line. And yet they're still just spinning with all of these different social media. So what do? We say, hey, let's constrain down. Let's do one social media tomorrow, and let's try to do it really well. And let's do that for the next month, and let's see what that yields. Or let's do two and just keep it at that, and we don't do anything else. And then that gives them something to do in terms of moving forward. Same thing happens with people when they're trying to figure out this email list. It's like, well, what do I write on an email list? Well, you write what is on your heart, right? Write what's happening with you presently. I read a tweet earlier today with a client of mine who wrote a great story, and it was just so inspiring. But it was about an event that happened in his life the day before, and it was so real and so raw. And that's what some of you just need to do. Think about what's going on in your life right now. Break it down. Stay in the present and say, okay, what is that next thing I need to do? Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a spouse that you guys are just not getting along. What can you do tonight to help move that relationship just a little bit, even if it's 1%, to move it 1% forward? Right? And you'll notice if you start to do this and you start to look at all of the different aspects of your life and you ask yourself that question, what's the next thing I need to do? Or even what's the next thing I want to do? And then you take some action in doing that and you get yourself in a great, clear mental space around it, you will notice how that overwhelm starts to dissipate. And that's the magic in this work. Is to get your brain to start noticing, wait a minute, it's just 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday. I can relax. I can figure out what I want to do next, what I need to do next, and then I take that next step forward. And you can do that. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. And if you're really struggling with just what to pick out, then get a piece of paper out and write down the things that you're struggling with and pick one. Guess what? You get to pick. There's no wrong answer. You can't get it wrong. Just choose, right? Just pick. And if you're the type of person like, oh, I don't know what to pick, I'm just so, I just can't choose, shut your eyes and put your finger down on the paper and pick something. Like, just pick. And then go take some actionable steps to get that done. Maybe you need to rebuild a relationship. Maybe you need to mend a relationship. Maybe there's a relationship that's been, dormant or struggling or in disarray for years, and you need to reach out. And that's that one step forward that you need to do. You don't need to do anything else. You just reach out. Hey, can we have a conversation? Hey, I'd love to talk. Hey, I'd love to catch up. Maybe you need to apologize, right? Whatever it is, okay? Take the next step forward so you can get out of that spin cycle, so you can get out of that overwhelm, so you can begin to live the life that you've always wanted to live. Folks, I hope you guys are all doing well where you are. Feel free, like I said, to reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Would love to catch up with you. Would love to get on a consult. Would love to see you start living the way you want to live. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.